Jackson Contractors Week kind of wraps up right now with Zach Winright from TL Drain Cleaning and Repair. Zach, hey, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. I'm great. Happy to be here and happy you could have me.
Let's talk a little bit about TL Drain Cleaning and Repair. I feel like TL Drain Cleaning and Repair, the name kind of says it all. But can you tell, I mean, who you are, what you do, and tell us about your business.
So, TL Drain Cleaning and Repair, it's mine and my brother's business. We're family-owned and operated, and we're happy to serve you all your drain cleaning and repair needs in Jackson County and surrounding areas.
Now, is it all just post-faucet stuff, or do you do, like, the plumbing and everything leading up to it, too?
So, we do some of the plumbing leading up to it. The biggest issue with it is when we took over the business and our dad passed away, that he was kind of our primary licensing for the actual plumbing side of it.
Okay.
So we do still have some of his friends that we're still in contact with, and we still do plenty of new construction with them as well. So, I mean, we have experience in all of it.
Okay.
Primarily right now our focus is drain cleaning and kind of the smaller repair stuff, though.
Drain cleaning, and that's where it comes in, the drain cleaning and repair. So it's you and your brother who run the business. And
yep.
You know, sometimes family business, especially, I mean, I've got brothers too, and sometimes it happens to butt heads, but it seems like it's working well for you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can tell you it's always, how do you want to say it? It's always kind of nerve-wracking coming into it, especially being so young and running business. I mean, you kind of just get thrown to the wolves there, and I mean, it's worked out pretty great for us. I mean, I guess we can't take all the credit. We do have our sister in the office, and she does an amazing job handling all the back end side of it,
yeah.
So we don't have to.
So it's a true family affair. Started by what? Your dad, right?
Yep. So our dad, he owned TL Plumbing and Drain Cleaning, I'd say probably about 12, 14 years ago now. He ran that for quite a few years, couldn't find help, so spent some time going to work for other companies. And then it got to the point where we were still doing side jobs through that whole time. I mean, me and my brother, growing up in high school, we'd go to school during the week. Every weekend, we'd have 2-3 brand new houses to go plumb.
Uh-huh.
And then March of 2019, I quit the company we were working at. And at that point was when we kind of started to go out on our own. Did that for about a year. And then March of 20 was when my dad and my brother quit the company they were working at. And all three of us went to work full-time for us. And it's been going pretty good since.
Been going good since. All right. Well, that's good. Sounds like long history, long time here in the Jackson area. And a lot of great things happening, it sounds like, for TL Drain Cleaning and Repair. If someone wants to get some information from you, if they want to find out, maybe have an estimate, how do they get a hold of you?
So the primary way to get a hold of us is by calling our phone number, 517-414-2613. If you want to check us out, we have a Facebook page. We post on there fairly frequently, before and after pictures, show people kind of what we do and what we're about. And then you can also find us on the web at tldraincleaning.com.
Besides having like a soggy floor, what are some short-tell signs that someone might need some drain cleaning or repair?
I can tell you one of the biggest things that I see is a lot of people, they don't know it. When your main line backs up, if you're starting to get gurgling through your toilet sinks, things like that, that is a very telltale sign, and people always call knowing it's an issue, and they're very surprised when they find out what the issue actually is.
What do you see like the most, like roots and stuff, or?
It depends on where you're at. A lot of Jackson County, it's a lot of old pipes, a lot of cast iron. I'd say probably our number one thing we see is roots, and then number two would be baby wipes. Do not flush baby wipes.
Not even the flushable ones. They're lying to you. They're not flushable.
They may say flushable, and they may say plumber tested, but they definitely are not. I mean, we've pulled anywhere from 5-6 of them out of line to a 5-gallon bucket full.
Oh, wow. Yeah, and that's a one-time thing. Once people realize that's the problem, they never flush those things again. Or do they? Have you had repeat business from that?
Honestly, the biggest thing about it is you can't lie to me about what I pull out of your line. I know what comes back on my drain machine. I've had, I don't know how many people tell me, well, we don't flush them.
Uh-huh.
We've lived here for 15 years, but those must have been from the last person.
It was our kid. My kid did it. It wasn't us.
Exactly.
All right. Can I ask, what are some weird things that you've seen that plugged up pipes besides the wipes?
I can tell you the weirdest thing you get is when you get called to a clogged toilet. And it's just toilet clogged. I mean, we've pulled anything from cell phones, car keys, toothbrushes, matchbox cars, really anything you can imagine that can fit down a toilet, we've pulled it out.
Right, yeah. Someone who's never using that phone again, or Johnny playing with that car ever again.
Exactly.
Never happening.
I can tell you it's pretty crazy. We have a buddy of ours. He went out to auger a toilet for us one time.
Uh-huh.
And he was augering the toilet, and the car alarm started going off outside. And it was some 70, 80-year-old man, and he's running all around the house looking for his keys, and next thing you know, they get pulled out of the toilet, and car alarm stops going off.
That's funny. And I want that key fob that's waterproof. I jumped in the lake with my keys in my truck one time, and that key fob never worked again. But, yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, so you got stories, man.
Well, and what's crazy about it, he said he hadn't seen them keys in about a week.
Holy cow. Wow. So that's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. So if someone needs, if they've got a clogged issue, if they've got a repair issue that they're looking at, when you mentioned the cast iron pipes earlier, if there's a repair that needs to, is that like a situation where you have to replace like the whole line, or can you do like a spot fix on that? What are homeowners looking at that point?
So normally it depends on the condition of your line. Uh-huh. We have a drain camera, so we can send that down there and we can see the entire inside of the line. Sometimes you do have to replace the whole thing. Sometimes you can get away with a spot repair.
Okay.
Normally, if you have roots in it, I mean, if it's just one spot, we have a contractor that we hire. He comes out, he digs up that one spot, we can replace that one pipe.
Yeah.
Other times, it's not unheard of for us to have to dig 100 foot through a yard and replace an entire drain line.
Yeah. Well, that camera's got to be very helpful, because then you're digging up the whole thing anyway just to find the problem.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah. I'd say it's our best tool that we have.
Okay. What else do our listeners need to know? As we have Zach Winwright in here from TL Drain Cleaning and Repair, what else do our listeners need to know about you, your family, and the business? We covered it all?
I think we covered it all.
We covered it all. Again, how do people get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of us through our phone number, 517-414-2613. We're also on Facebook at TL Drain Cleaning and Repair, and then on the web at tldraincleaning.com.
If somebody's got a major issue, like their floor is really getting soggy, do you have a quick response time, or do you have to set up an appointment?
So normally it just depends. We screen calls as they come.
Okay.
If you have an emergency, we have no issue trying to fit you in. We do offer 24-hour service, so whether it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning, if something's going wrong, we can get you taken care of.
You realize now you've got a lot of people who can't find their keys looking down their toilets right now, wondering if they're in there.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
All right, Zach, thanks for coming in and talking with us today. We appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you for having me.
That's Zach Winwright from TL Drain Cleaning and Repair here as we wrap up Jackson Contractors Week here on News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM.